Practice Book, Module F, Unit 11, Exercise 21. Listen to the radio program about earthquakes and fill in the gaps. Good evening, and welcome to Our Earth. Our guest tonight is an expert on natural disasters and is going to talk to us about earthquakes. Dr. Anne Fraser is a research scientist from Brunel University in London. Hello, Dr. Fraser, and welcome to the programme.
Good evening.
Are we any nearer to understanding why earthquakes happen?
To understand earthquakes more, we are studying what is happening under the Earth's surface. In fact, there are two main types of wave that are generated when you have an earthquake. They're called primary and secondary waves. Through monitoring these waves, we can see how long they've taken to reach various locations around the Earth. We also found that waves can't travel through liquids and therefore aren't visible on the other side of the planet.
That's because the centre of the Earth is liquid.
Yes, so earthquakes only travel around the surface. When the waves hit the surface, they set up vibrations. This is what we feel as the strong ground motion. It's also what causes the most damage to buildings and causes panic among populations.
Can we predict when the next one will happen?
Unfortunately, we aren't close to predicting earthquakes, as we only have about 10 years' worth of instrumental data. We don't understand the Earth as well as we might, and we can't predict what amount of time will lapse between one earthquake and the next. So, for the time being, we have to concentrate on making buildings safer. It is the falling building that causes the injuries and loss of life.
How can we make buildings safer?
New buildings can be designed using seismic codes, and old buildings reinforced.
How many earthquakes are going on around the world at the moment?
There are hundreds of earthquakes happening all the time, but some are too small to be detected by humans, and some occur under the oceans or in the desert where no one notices. Most of the time, earthquakes occur along a fault line where it has happened before. But this is not always true, so beware, it can happen at any time.
Well, I'll certainly be more aware of tremors now. Thank you, Dr. Fraser. It has been really interesting talking to you.